Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hop-Ons podcast. Colin here. No John Phillips this week, and unfortunately, we won't have a new episode due to scheduling constraints, but something I thought I would do so the feed wasn't empty. Over the last couple of weeks, I've made reference to some pieces that I've read, in particular, some negative reactions to the second half of season 5, and anytime I make reference to a source or something I've read, I like to be as specific as possible, but upon reflection, it occurred to me that I haven't actually done that. So in this episode, what you'll find, and the episode itself will be quite short, but in the show notes, you'll see links to 7 pieces. Some of them are positive, some are negative, some are a bit ambivalent, so a little bit of positive, a little bit of negative, and all of them are reaction pieces to the second half of season 5. And I'm certainly not suggesting everyone needs to read these, but I do think it's instructive to at least look at a couple of them and to have a sense of how people are talking about the second half of this show, because it might help to inform some of the references that I'll make and perhaps some of the references that John will make as we finish the 5th season of Arrested Development. And just on the whole, a couple of broad themes or a couple of commonalities that you might find. More often than not, the negative reactions, they certainly lack the kind of specificity that I would want to see. And what I'm about to say, this is true for far too many of these pieces, just inaccurate information about not only season 5B, but also information about the show. For example, one of the pieces that I will link to suggests that seasons 4 and 5, if I read this correctly, transpire over a couple of months, and we know that's not true. One piece describes George Michael's company as Face Block and not Fake Block, and I assure you, I did not write that piece. But again, I think what you'll find by reading these is a sense of how people are reacting to the show, but in particular, this misremembering of perhaps what the show always was. And I've talked about this in a couple of the episodes that we've released over the last few weeks, just this idea that repetition was an essential part of this show, and that seems to be a point of criticism for a lot of writers. Now, as I've said on previous episodes, I would not begrudge anyone for not liking anything after season 3, but what I do find is perhaps disappointing and frustrating about some of these responses is the lack of specificity and the lack of reflection, in particular, reflecting on our own memories of this show, because I think it's quite easy, and John has gestured towards this before, to have something of a nostalgic posture towards those original 3 seasons. And it's funny because a couple of the writers that I'll link to suggest that perhaps the problem with season 5 and 5B in particular is that Hurwitz is too nostalgic. And that's an interesting way to think about it. But I would simply want to turn that around and ask, well, are you perhaps also too nostalgic about how you remember this show and what you thought you liked about, in particular, those first 3 seasons. So I hope this is a bit of light and instructive reading on a Sunday where, if you do like to listen to this show on Sunday, unfortunately, you won't have a new episode, but you will have maybe a couple of pieces that you haven't read. But if you have read these and you have thoughts about them, or if you read them and you have thoughts about them, we, of course, would like to hear about it. So you can find us on Twitter, you can email us, you can email the podcast itself, you can tweet at either the show or John or I, you'll find information in the show notes. And if you're a Patreon supporter, you can send us a message through Patreon. But as always, we would certainly enjoy hearing more of your reactions as you continue to watch 5B, as you continue to let this second half of season 5 percolate a bit. How have your thoughts about it changed? But we'll be back next week with season 5, episode 10. But until then, for the Hop-Ons podcast, my name is Colin Cox. Even though he isn't here, my co-host is John Phelps, and we will talk to you next time.